explanation she gave about her living situation a decade ago. They've taken the decision after a Tory deputy chair made them aware of neighbours contradicting Angela Rayner's statement that a property separate from her husband's was her main residency. Our political correspondent Rob Poyle says this is linked to, but a slightly different, tax reports in the newspapers recently.
There's clearly been questions asked about how much capital gains tax she paid. The police investigation, or the police aspect to this, was slightly different, as I understood it anyway, that it was more connected to possibly giving false information.
A former managing director of the post office has apologised to sub-postmasters wrongly accused of theft and false accounting. Giving evidence at the inquiry into the Horizon IT scandal, Alan Cooks also admitted he didn't realise his organisation was making the decision to take people accused of fraud to court. Usually it's the Prosecution Service who decides that. Mr. Cook says that was clear to him.
I still didn't take out of it that we were the final decider in so many cases to prosecute. And primarily to me, when I was hearing the word fraud, I was thinking it was we or the Bank of Ireland was being defrauded by customers.
The Armed Forces Minister says the UK should consider sending troops to Ukraine to support the country in its fight against Russia. However, James Heapy says British soldiers wouldn't serve on the front line. The UK appears to be coming out of recession early. Economic output grew by 0.1% in February, while January's figure was revised upwards to 0.3%. And a trailer for the latest series of Bridgerton has teased a friends-to-lovers romance between Nicola Coughlan and Luke Newton's characters. It'll be released on Netflix in two parts. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Now, there is some sunshine, I hope so, because I've got sandals on. What possessed me to put sandals on today? I say sandals, they're my walking shoes. Yeah, exactly. Just because they're comfortable, that not that I do much walking. 20 degrees, sunny and a moderate breeze. It's going to start heating up or looking a little bit brighter around about 12 o'clock. And it should be bright sunshine through to about 7 tomorrow. You've got sunshine throughout the day. Best of it is going to be in the... from about 1 o'clock onwards. A little bit cloudy as well, but should be lovely and dry. And Sunday, you're going to have some sunshine and some cloud, but going down to about 14 degrees. So got a little bit of nice weather coming up.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to The Award on Phoenix 98 FM. I hope you're having a great Friday and you're going to have a good Friday night and a weekend. Long gone the days, though, when I would be getting ready on a Saturday night to go out somewhere. Do you know what I mean? When you used to get yourself ready, your friends come over, I'm going to wear a new outfit that you get, you know, your mum had given you a little bit of pocket money and you buy something from Romford. I used to like that. I've got a couple of outfits. I can still think I had a lovely... In fact, they're back in fashion again now, which are the biker jackets. I had one in leather and I actually sold it when I worked in London because it didn't fit me too well. I did get it and then I obviously put a little bit of weight on because I was quite slim when I was in my early 20s and then I sort of bloomed up again. But I sold it to somebody I worked with. I think she paid £65 for it. So that's got a lot of money back in those days. And they're out in fashion now, but I don't wear them. I did try on a jacket actually the other day, and I thought this is going to look amazing on me. This is going to suit me. I put it on. I was like, oh my God, what's happened? And it was a swing jacket. And I think if I'd have been thin, it would have looked really nice. And I had one a long time ago. It did look really nice, but when I put it on, it was like a cloak, like a very short cloak, and a short cloak in the wrong place. So my gut was kind of on display, and I was like, oh my God. I took it off straight away because I put it on feeling I was going to be, look at me. And it was horrible. In fact, I've got some new clothes in the wardrobe. I've got a really nice black jacket, but I can't find it. It's some of the clothes in my wardrobe, to be fair, are covered in a little bit of dust. That's not good, is it? They are covered in dust. I don't know why. I keep saying it. One day I will get round to doing it, clearing out the wardrobe. This song is getting play all over the place at the moment. We have the exclusive. It is Ed Rome with The Vendetta. He's now on our A-list. Well done, Ed. It's out now. Spotify. Apple Music, and everywhere, including Bandcamp.
Get out. just that. I'll see you on the other side. And honey, now if I'm honest, I still don't know.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out work to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
And they're all coming after. got feelings in your heart. Don't let fear of feeling fool you. What you see sets you apart. And there's nothing here to bind you. It's no way for life to start. Do you know that tonight the streets are vision and our goals. Oh, the trigger of time, it tricks you, so you have no way to grow. But do you know that tonight the streets are tonight the streets are ours. These lights in our hearts, they tell no lies, and no one else can haunt me the way that you can haunt me. I need to know you want me. I couldn't be without you and the light that shines around you. No, nothing ever. At last, oh, there's so much there to heal, dear, and make tears things of the past. But do you know that tonight the streets are?
So what's that supposed to be about, baby? Can't free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Reminisce on all the good times daily. Why you tryna pose like I be acting shady? What's that supposed to be about, baby? Can't free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Shine the ball, I give it a good loving daily. Now you tryna pose like I be acting shady.
You say you love me, say you love me, but you're never there for me.
about, baby. Can't free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Time. Make I make it very clear to you, you're very dear to me. An honor I've been share to you, me not unfair to you. Woman, I want to really make you know that I will always join here to you. But me know me not no fear to you. Me stand up like a man and I'll be okay. There because I care for you. Long time you're telling me not a girl, I come here to you. Woman, if you leave me now, I'm gonna shed a lot of tears for you. You want to breathe and still you're not exhaling. Say you want to leave cause this relationship failing. Ain't nobody said that it would be smooth sailing. Girl, I want to know why you're failing. So what's that? Be about, baby. Can't free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Reminisce when all the good times daily. Why you tryna pose? I can't be acting shady.
Shut your
for Sheryl Crow featuring, what happened to my voice, Peter Gabriel. That is a brand new one actually called Dig in the Dirt, and that was out in March. I'm really liking that. Only heard it here on Phoenix FM, because why would I listen anywhere else? Now, in the studio joining me is an amazing singer-songwriter from Essex. If you haven't seen her performing live, you've been missing out. Her name is Amy Baker, and she's got a brand new track out. She's given this the exclusive on it today, and it's called Spit It Out, which she's going to be performing live in the studio with Tommy on guitar. So great to see you.
Hello.
Fantastic to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been on Phoenix FM quite a few times over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Wait, quite a few years ago when we first met.
Yeah.
And yeah, with Nickfield, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, quite a few times.
Now, tell us about your musical history, because you come from a musical family, don't you? So when did you first get the music bug?
Oh, yeah, when I was little, yeah. Maybe about 5 or 6, I reckon, my parents and my grandparents started to realise that, oh, she loves to sing and loves to perform. So, yeah, from a young age.
And your dad is also a musician?
Yes, he is. He's been playing with quite a few people, for the musicians on the circuit for years, yeah, and in the Cauliflower, and, yeah. So, yeah, he's been doing it for a long time too.
When did you discover your voice? Was it just, when did you know you could sing? Because people do sing with their kids, but not many of them have a good voice like you do.
Well, it certainly wasn't as good as it is now, I can assure you. But, maybe around 10 or 11, actually, when I started to do it quite a lot. I used to come home from school and sing constantly, and you know, that's when I kind of found my voice and started to think, oh, well, you know, if I do this, then my voice will start getting better. And so, yeah, from about 10 or 11.
Tell everybody what it's like as an independent musician, because you do this full time as well, singing.
Yeah.
Tell us what it's like.
It's hard. It's really hard. Gigging is hard in itself, but releasing your own music is very, very scary. But it's really, really exciting. I love gigging. I love performing. And believe it or not, I wasn't actually going to do this, if you can believe it. I was probably still going to be in a 9-to-5 job, but it was actually me going to a open mic night in Benfleet at the Anchor Inn, and I met Trevor Newnham from the Illegal Eagles, and it was him. He was like, wow, because I got up and did a song, and he was like, why are you not doing this? And I was like, he was like, you need to be doing this. So that's when he was like, right, let's get a band together, let's get an album together. So I was like, yeah, and here we are a few years later, but it takes time.
And that is a good night for anybody out there as a singer. If you want to get some singers live, they're all fantastic musicians. Yeah. And it's the Anchor every... Is it the last Tuesday or the first Tuesday of every month?
First Tuesday of every month,
get down to the Anchor in Benfleet. And you might even get Amy coming along. Maybe. Maybe. Well, she'll probably be flying off somewhere else. I've noticed that you've actually, besides doing the original music, you've actually got a duo together. So people can book you for, like, private dinner parties, for doing their parties, weddings, all sorts of things. And you and Tommy play a variety of music then as well.
Yeah, me and Tommy Vegas. Yeah, we've got duo. Tommy's here with us today.
He's not saying. He's saying. Speak. Well, no, he doesn't want to say anything.
Hello.
Hello.
He's here.
And that was it. But just to let you know, because obviously when you do your own music, you have to fund it, and the way of funding it is by doing the amazing music you do, so people can come see you and
yeah,
you know, gigs, and you're always gigging with loads of different bands, and also with Tommy as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's really exciting. That's it.
But this is the original stuff. So you've got an album coming out, which is in the process of finishing. How long has it taken you to get the album out, and how many tracks are on it?
So there's 9 tracks on the album. Actually, think about that then. It has taken a long time. Obviously, as an independent artist, I am funding this all by myself. So it's, yeah, it's hard. But we're very, very close to the end now. So, yeah, I'm hoping it'll be out in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
So exciting, yeah.
And when you do songwriting, how do you put songs together? Because I know you've written this with Trevor Newham, Al Vosper.
And Graham Cuttle,
yeah.
So we've done some songs together. It was interesting. I actually spoke to Trevor this morning, actually. We were talking about, there's one song on the album that we wrote together. And he originally just sent me the bass line, I remember, a few years ago. And so I just started writing the lyrics and the melody over the top. And then I was listening to the actual original bass line the other day, and I was like, how amazing the song has come from what it was to what it is now. And it's lovely because I've also done some songs with my dad, and he gave me a piano part, and then I, you know, the lyrics and the melody. So it's really cool to be given a bass line and write, and then give me a piano part and write, and then give me a guitar. You know, so yeah, it's great. It's been really, really great to work with different people and write these songs.
I always ask my guests this. Do you ever feel, when you get a song and it comes through you so quickly, do you feel like it's gifted from the universe? It doesn't feel sometimes like it's come from you, it's come through you.
That's so mad that you just said that, because I can completely relate to that, because one of the songs that I wrote for my dear friend that died, which is also on the album, it's called Up There, it just came out of me, and it was just within 5 minutes. Then Marionette took 6 months to write. So, but the song Up There is quite a spiritual song from what I felt like he told me. So whether you just said that, because I feel like it came through me, it came onto the page. So yeah, that is amazing.
I've only had one artist that said no, and that was the end of that conversation. But most artists are like, yes, that does happen. That does happen. It feels like it's a gift.
Yeah, it really is.
What's the best thing about the Essex music scene?
Oh, just how many good, amazing musicians there are. There are so many amazing musicians in Essex. So that's why I get down to the jam nights, get down to the open mic nights, because that's where it's at, and you just never know who you're going to meet.
Yeah.
And you know, the community and how supportive everyone is, that's also what's, we're so lucky in Essex to have that. I've had so much support from everybody. So, yeah, it's been amazing.
Now, Amy has a Facebook page and also a website, which is Amy Baker Music. You can find it everywhere. And if you're listening out there, and I always tell you, if you like what you hear, go and like a page, because it's free to do so.
Please do.
Please do, because it means a lot to an artist. And also, any feedback that you send, you'll get a lovely response. So, make sure you do. Yeah. If people want to get hold of this track, Spit It Out, which you're going to be doing an acoustic version of it in a while, where can they find it?
It's on streaming on all platforms, Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, and also there's a music video. Woo!
Yes, tell us about the video.
Oh, we had so much fun on the day, and we shot it in December, just before Christmas. And I got Tommy, my partner, was involved with it, and his friend came over and helped all up, set up the marquee in the garden, which was hilarious. You worked really hard on that, and my best friend also came over and helped me. Go on.
We set the marquee up, and then it was nice weather, it was all okay, and then we sent Amy out into the marquee, we've done it all nice lights, and it's all really pretty, it's amazing, within 20 minutes to blow away. Blown away, and then we had to remake the set in our living room. And if you look at the video, there's some paint throwing and some glitter throwing, so we wanted to do it outside so we wouldn't make a mess of it. Our landlord isn't going to be happy with our carpet when we do it.
So probably still not, because glitter is one of those things that you can throw and it stays there forever.
We've been hoovering it for months. But it was a really fun day, and that it was just the challenges thing throw at you.
There was an iconic moment where we had the paint, only so much paint that we had,
and it was one, like, shot.
One shot. We had this one shot, and so the director, the videographer, was like, right, just act like you're dancing around and you're not noticing anything, and we're going to chuck the paint. So I was like, right, cool. So then he was like, countdown, 1, 2, 3, fire. And then my best friend was right in front of me and threw the paint bullseye in my face, and it was so funny. I just kept remembering Jay saying, just act like nothing's happening and just carry on, and I was thinking, try and do it, but it was all going, it went all in my eyes and everything, and I was
it's
like,
it's burning.
Oh, it was, yeah exactly. So, but we decided to actually put that in the video because it was absolutely brilliant. So yeah, check out the video. It's got paint bullseye in my face.
A lot of fun. Weird and wonderful, isn't it?
It was, yeah.
So please check it out.
And that is out today with the track called Spit It Out. So tell us about, before you perform it, and it's an acoustic version, tell us about the track Spit It Out.
It's basically about a relationship and a communication breakdown, or just kind of you don't know where you stand in the relationship, and you're just like, tell me how you feel, spit it out. So yes, which I'm sure a lot of people felt, which we all have.
So later on in the year, you've got the album coming out and you'll be coming back in, and you'll be probably having another track out in another 1 or 2 months. Is what people do now, is they release track after track after track. And it's up to you to support local music and go along to the gigs like Hotbox, the ones that across Essex, and support artists when they do their own stuff. Is that me or you? It's me. It doesn't matter, don't worry. Something's going off in the studio. Oh, you're on Hotbox on Sunday?
Yes.
Ah, what you do? Is it the showcase of the album, or what are you doing on Sunday?
Spit it out.
Excellent. With, what time are you on?
Trevor and Graham are both there, so that's perfect. I think we're on 5. I think they're on 5 till 7.
Brilliant.
So I'll be there.
So this is this Sunday at Hotbox. It's a phenomenal venue, which is like the Arches in Chelmsford. There's parking nearby, and that venue really does need to be supported at the moment because they're putting in a lot of effort for local musicians. And also they have people like Fatboy Slim and much, much bigger bands going there to support them, to put some money into, you know, keeping it running, because we don't want to lose Hotbox, because it's too good.
It's an amazing venue. Go check it out.
Really friendly.
There's such lovely people there as well.
And it's open to all age groups. So, you know, if you go along to see a band, if, you know, you could be in your 20s, you could be in your 60s, 70s. It's a welcoming place, isn't it?
Very, and music cool for everybody. Well.
It's a really good venue. They do an amazing ale as well.
Yeah, and they've got about 100 whiskies, I think, as well. Yes. Yeah. Be tried before you go on stage. Oh, get Amy, where is she? She's in the dressing room. So you can go along and see Amy at 5 o'clock on Sunday. She'll be performing some of the songs from the Excellent Boys as well. Good morning if they're listening out there. Are they out there? Maybe they're listening, they're messaging, saying hello.
Hello.
Could be like Trevor and Al and Graham, who are all phenomenal as well. Tommy, I didn't realise you and Amy knew each other, because I think I actually said to you, I was going, oh, this, just seeing this guitarist, because everybody, when I came down a few weeks ago, because I saw you solo as well, was just going, who the hell is that guitarist? He's so good, you know. So you, as together as a duo, phenomenal.
Oh, thank you
very much.
So don't forget, you can book Amy if you would like to for one of your private dues.
Is on YouTube as well.
Yes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And what are you called on there?
It's just Tom and Amy, actually.
Tom and Amy. Yeah. There we go. Just look on YouTube. But she's here today for her original music. This track she's going to perform next is called Spit It Out. It will be from her up-and-coming album, and she'll be back to do some more. Check her out on Sunday as well at Hotbox. Get down there at 5 o'clock. Is it paid to get in? No?
Free? I don't know.
All right. Sometimes it might be free on a Sunday. Sometimes it might be paid. But go and have a look at Hotbox online. We'll put up all the details for you. So you're going to perform live now. Very excited. This is an exclusive, and this is the acoustic version. Get ready, Tommy, so I should have said that.
Wait, it's like,
I'll do a countdown now, and Tommy's not ready. And this is Spit It Out, and this is Amy Baker. Find her online at Amy Baker Music.
Ready.
There's something on your mind, you've done some reasoning. I don't know what it is, cause you're not speaking to me. I guess I gotta figure out what it is, but I'm not telepathic and I can't read minds. You're looking for a way out, no need to play these games. Just stop stressing me out before I go insane. You gotta tell me to my face, are you staying, are you going out the way? Just tell me, yeah, spit it out. The confusion, yeah, spit it out. Say just what you're feeling, but I ain't gonna listen while you mess my mind. You wanna put up a fight and make a problem here. I really don't have the time, that's when I disappear. If you got something to say, then get it out in the open. What I'm hearing just ain't enough. Maybe your mouth's kinda dry, why don't you have a drink? A glass of water or wine to open up a bit. You need to say something more than whatever, cause I won't hang around while you chew the fat. Ha! Spit it out. Say just what you're feeling now. Spit it out. Stop with the confusion, yeah. Spit it out. Say just what you're feeling, cause I ain't gonna listen while
what you're feeling. Spit it out. Stop with the confusion. Yeah, spit it out. Stay just what you're feeling. Cause I ain't gonna listen while you mess my mind.
Was amazing. What a it's a fantastic song acoustically, just with yourself and Tommy, and as a recording it is phenomenal. So it's just both versions are great. I love that. It's such a good song. I really loved to have you both in the studio. That was an amazing live performance. And if you want to find out more, Amy Baker Music, go and check her out online, and the song is out today, Spit It Out. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now you can go and relax, and hopefully Tommy and you can go out and have a nice lunch.
We're literally going to go and do that.
Yeah, I thought you might do. And maybe a pint of lager, or maybe a glass of wine or something like that.
Hell
possibly.
Yeah. I mean, I have actually got a gig tonight.
Yes. Whereabouts are you gigging tonight?
I'm actually at the Lamb in Romford.
There we go. The Lamb in Romford. She is everywhere this weekend. And did I see you're playing with a big band as well?
I did that last night.
Oh, you did that last night.
Yeah.
See, she's always working.
We stayed.
Never stops.
Oh,
was it good? Yeah,
it was incredible.
Yeah. Very versatile is our Amy. There we go.
Yes.
Amy Baker Music. Check her out online. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us, Michelle.
You're welcome.
You're amazing.
Thank you. Let me turn up the right faders. That's always a good thing.
This is Phoenix FM.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billerique's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you don't keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime for lightning to strike me. Daydreams feels like I've been sending out the signals, hoping that you'll find me. I don't need the details, you don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me. Lovers in a crossfire, slow dancing in the midnight.
throne, dancing in the midnight glow. I wanna hold you for a lifetime, for all we know. These are familiar places.
Said, who's that girl there? I wonder what went wrong so that she had to roam the streets. She doesn't do major credit cards, I doubt she does receipts. It's all not quite legitimate. And what a scummy man. Give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. Can see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a driving ban amongst some other offences. I've seen him with girls of the night, and he told Roxanne to put on her red light. They're all infected, but he'll be alright, cause he's a scumbag, don't you know?
said he's a scumbag, don't you? Turn you down. Oh, we must be up to summer. What are the chances? Sure, it's more than likely. I've got a feeling in my stomach. I start to wonder what your story might be. What your story might be. Yeah, 'cause they say it changes when the sun goes down. Yeah, they say it changes when the sun goes down. And they say it changes when the sun goes down. Around here.
Local.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.